Hey guys, it's English teacher Monica, and this week we're going to focus on how to properly pronounce the days of the week in English. This is going to be a very useful lesson for you guys because a lot of people talk about the different days of the week in English all the time. All right, so if you're not confident with the way that you pronounce the days of the week, then after this lesson, you will feel much more confident. One thing to bear in mind is that as you hear me say these words, make sure that you're repeating them so that you're getting that practice and you're getting that mouth movement, lip, and tongue placement in there as well. All right, let's go ahead and get started. The first day of the work week is Monday in the US, okay? And we say Monday, Monday. Now the O is actually pronounced more like a U, Monday, Monday. The next day of the week is Tuesday, Tuesday. One thing I want you guys to bear in mind is that the S in Tuesday is actually pronounced with a Z sound, Z, Tuesday, Tuesday. And the U in this instance is pronounced like an ooh sound, okay? Tuesday, Tuesday. Now the next day is Wednesday. We also call this day hump day in the United States because it's like we're getting over that midweek hump just before we enter into the weekend. And it is Wednesday, Wednesday. Again, the S is going to have that Z-like sound. And the way that Wednesday is spelled, it has a D in there, Wednesday. However, you're not going to hear it in the pronunciation. We never pronounce the D in Wednesday. So if you ever happen to pronounce it Wednesday, you are pronouncing it incorrectly and you want to avoid that. Wednesday. After Wednesday, we have Thursday. Thursday. Now notice that you aren't really hearing the TH sound, and that's because it is an unvoiced TH sound. So you are simply blowing air through your tongue and teeth. Okay, I know you guys can't really see me, but you can go check out my YouTube video where you will be able to visually see me doing this. My YouTube channel is called English Teacher Monica, okay? So if you want to see what this looks like, go ahead and watch the video with the American pronunciation of the days of the week. So we have Thursday, Thursday, Thursday. The UR makes an R sound. Thursday. Remember, the American R is a very strong R. It's not like the British R that is oftentimes pronounced different. It is R. Thursday. Thursday. And now we're coming upon most people's favorite day of the week, which is Friday. And that's because it's the day before the weekend. Friday. Friday. Now the I has that long I sound. I. Friday. Friday. Now we're going to come to my favorite day of the week, which is my rest day. And it is Saturday. Saturday. Now the UR is pronounced exactly the same way that we pronounce it in Thursday. Thursday, Saturday. It is that R sound. Saturday. Saturday, Saturday. And then we've got the last day of the weekend, Sunday, Sunday. Make sure that you're pronouncing that U as in a, Sunday, Sunday. So now I'm going to answer some of the most frequently asked questions that I get. And I get asked this question probably every day, and it is, where are you from? So I think because of the way that I look, a lot of people aren't familiar with where I'm actually from. If you've only ever seen my podcast or listened to my podcast and you never actually seen what I look like, then you can go to YouTube or Instagram and just type in English Teacher Monica You'll find me and then you'll say, hey, that's what she looks like. But I get asked this question all the time. And I am from the United States. I was born and raised in California, Los Angeles, California. And I currently live in Arizona, which is the desert state. And I love it here. It's very hot, very similar to a lot of Middle Eastern countries. But I love the heat. I don't like cold weather. And so I'm very happy here. All right, guys. Well, I hope that you enjoyed this pronunciation lesson. I will be back with more podcast lessons for you soon. Don't forget to check out my website, EnglishTeacherMonica.com, where I've got all of my social media and everything listed there. You guys can go check it out. I will talk to you guys again soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.